This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You are listening to Joy 94.9, and this is S&M Fridays with Simon and Michael on a beautiful, beautiful Friday evening. Hello there, Simon. How are you?
I'm well, and yourself?
Oh, look, I'm warm now. It's good. It's nice when I'm inside. I'm warm, I'm dry, I'm happy.
It got a bit horrible today, didn't it?
It was quite grey all day, and I was a bit worried about the evening. But luckily, the gods decided to be nice to us, and the rain eased by the end, which was nice. It was nice.
Very good.
But we do have a very interesting show tonight.
We do. Firstly, we've got to say thank you to Michael for the news.
We do indeed.
To David and Sue for the 80s flashback. Oh, and maybe you want to go out and buy a big red wig and run around Young Einstein style.
Oh, I think it'd be good. It'd be nice to like have a parade with everyone dressed up in red wigs.
Yes.
Like a welcoming parade.
And on that topic, we're going to be chatting about the Olympic ceremony later on in the show.
We will be.
People running around in wigs and high theatrics over in London.
Craziness.
But on tonight's show, we have quite a lot. I got to catch up with one of the most popular bands in the world today.
Yes.
And got to have a bit of one-on-one time with them, and I'm still a bit starstruck and a bit jittery over the whole thing.
You're still giggling, aren't you?
I know, like a little giggly schoolgirl.
Oh, hello.
So I'm going to be bringing you that interview a little bit later on in the show. But all the music today is Aussie dance hits.
Excellent.
So we can get a bit patriotic about our overachievers overseas.
That's exactly right. But, you know, all those people who are getting ready to celebrate with everyone at 5 o'clock in the morning tomorrow, Australian time, cannot wait. I will be in bed, but I'm sure there'll be lots of people who will be very happy to be up at 5 o'clock.
There's not many weekends where you are awake on that side of midday.
No. Unless I was awake from the night before.
Yes.
In which case, if I was still out and about.
And we could run a whole nother show on that.
We could, but we won't, surprisingly. But if I was awake from the night before, then I probably would still be awake then. However, I probably would fall asleep at around about 8 o'clock. And it just collapsed in a heap.
Yes, indeed. All right, well, we're going to hear from our first track. And the first track's from Melissa. Do you remember Melissa from E Street?
I do remember. Yes. One of the great examples of people who go from TV to music. An amazing, perfect. It should be in a textbook.
Now, I correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe she's bringing out a new album soon. Now, I don't know whether it is new material or whether it's rehashed, sort of like a greatest hits kind of arrangement. But I am 99% sure it is on the cards and it's coming very, very soon.
I do remember seeing somewhere a cover of it.
Yes.
Yes.
And I will also be putting money on it that there'll also be some sort of appearance at a Westfield.
Excellent. Nothing is better than centre
stage. So stay tuned for that. I'm sure we'll have tickets to give away.
Joy 94.9.
Isn't it Fridays on Joy 94.9? And that was Melissa, who was able to read your lips. Granted, anyone could probably read her lips if they're big enough at the time. So we should be right, but
You could read half the New Testament on the size of her lips, couldn't you?
she's quite a catch, I think.
Good old
Melissa Cats.
Now we are joined in the studio by the lovely David Lim.
Hello. You know what? This is my first time doing S&M, so boys, please be gentle.
We're nothing but gentle the first time.
It's the second time you've got to worry about.
That's right.
Now, you're on the show Different Strokes.
Yes. So we're on, Lord, I have to think about this. We're on Thursday breakfast here at Joy. And, you know, it's quite different to be here at night again because Jade and I, we used to be on Wednesday nights on Joy.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah, haven't been able to come in at nights for a while, but it's great to be here.
Excellent. Now, you recently got back from overseas.
Oh, yes. You're reminding me because I'm just like, let's try not to think about it. Mm. Try not to think about it because it would just make me cry, make me sad.
The holiday come down's the worst, isn't it? One thing I did like is all of your photos that you're putting on Facebook.
Oh, thank you.
Now, they are really arty. Very, very well taken.
Oh, thank you.
My photos that go on Facebook are never like that.
No, yes. They're painful.
Yes. It's like when you see home videos and people are shaking the camera too much and you start getting dizzy. Very similar to that. But yours are very arty.
Thank you.
How did you get them looking so good?
Well, when you travel by yourself, you really do have all the time in the world to get it right at certain destinations. There's no one to rush you around. And on top of that, I mean, you mentioned the arty qualities. What I do is all those photos on Twitter and Facebook and such were taken on my, you know, smartphone. And I use apps like Instagram and Hipstamatic. And that's probably what makes it look arty, like what you were saying.
Yeah.
So it's got different filters and different camera lenses and all that. And I'm a little obsessed with that, actually.
Okay.
So I like to kind of take photos of regular things like the fire hydrant or, you know, an old CD that I found, you know, in my bedroom somewhere. And with these filters, they do look, you know, extra special.
Wow. Oh, awesome. Now, tell us about London. You were there recently.
Mm-hmm.
Was there a bit of a buzz around London at the time that you were there for the Olympics?
Absolutely. Like, there were, you know, just flags everywhere. The Union Jack flag was just everywhere. You saw them, like, you know, hanging on streets. You saw them on Oxford Street and all the different shopping districts just really cleaned up. And it seemed like all the retailers kind of got this memo to incorporate a bit of Cool Britannica and everything they did. So you'll be walking down the street looking at windows and, you know, there'll be purses, there'll be dresses, there'll be shoes, there'll be just various kind of retail-y things that had the Union Jack flag in it. So, and just the atmosphere was just wonderful and
it's
just clean and people were just out and about.
So it's like a Monopoly board on steroids over there at the moment.
I wonder who the community chest is.
Yeah. You know, speaking of Monopoly, I did spend up a bit when I was in London, especially in the clothing department stores.
Ah, yes. Yeah.
You know, your Zara's, your... And I'm so not the type of queen who would do something like that. I would just like to premise this.
You just come to Melbourne and do it instead.
You know, living in Melbourne, I've been to Zara maybe once, but over there, it was like second home.
Wow.
You know, I was camping in there and making
awesome.
A bed out of really nice jackets.
Excellent.
Did you set up shop in the front window just to set up shop, you know, set up home?
Yeah, just to make people feel very uncomfortable.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Now, I believe you've got something very special coming up on your show for next week.
Yes, Thursday morning we've got our interview with Ricky Lee.
Wow.
Who is Ricky Lee? I mean, it's just such an obscure pop figure that no gays in Melbourne would have heard of.
Who is this woman? I have no idea. I'm trying to visualise this woman. It's like when people say Kylie Minogue. Who's this Kylie Minogue?
To me, she's just Kylie from Camberwell. Nothing more,
okay,
you know?
Like the station ID.
So, yes, my chat with Ricky Lee actually just happened a few minutes ago. We were pre-recording and she was very giving in terms of information.
Oh, that's good.
She was sharing what she was wearing at the time of the call.
Come on.
Come on, fellas.
It's local time? She's on local time at the moment?
Yeah. I think she's up in Sydney.
Oh, that's okay. So she's not like midnight somewhere in some obscure country.
No.
Okay, that's okay then. Good.
Just in obscure Sydney.
Yeah. Everything's obscure in Sydney.
So we talked about her new single, Crazy, which is out at the moment. And I understand that, Simon, you're a big fan of the remixes.
Yes. I got my hands on a copy of the remix package, which hasn't been released just yet. We're going to play one of the tracks from that straight after we've spoken to you. So that'll be in a couple of minutes' time. Now, she's coming out for shows in September, I believe.
Yeah. So she's doing a show on September 5th. Here in Melbourne, and another show in Sydney. Now, you guys have to understand, the Melbourne show is the first show, so we're a bit special.
Right,
Also means that if things do screw up, then, well, it probably will happen in the first show.
It's like the dress rehearsal.
Yeah, kind of, but I think she already had a dress rehearsal in May when she did a gig in Sydney.
Okay,
so that was probably the dress rehearsal. We get the first proper show, and, you know, she was talking about, you know, finding inspiration for the show and how she's so involved with hair and makeup. She did say that her hit single, Raining Diamonds, she will perform half of it acoustically with just a piano.
Wow.
Ooh.
And in true Eurovision style, probably, you know, kick off with, like, dances and everything halfway through the song. And, you know,
of course,
bring
yes.
the beat in and everything. But yeah. she said that it's going to be a fully choreographed show, you know, compilation and remixes of her past hits mixed with obviously the new album tracks.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Dude, sounds like a really good show.
Yeah, she's going to put in a lot of effort in this one, I think. You know, live band, you know, fully choreographed with backup dancers and everything.
Wow.
It's like Boylesque, but fronted by Ricky Lee.
Wow. Ooh. Well, I might be in on that one.
I think you'd be in on that one.
Yeah. And I can find out who this woman is at the same time.
See, I loved her on American Australian Idol. Mm-hmm. I forgot where I was for a second, man. And I loved it when she did Beyoncé's Work It Out.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely love that.
You see, the whole Beyoncé tag has kind of followed Ricky Lee for most of her career. I think it was kind of... Sometimes it's very crippling to be compared to Beyoncé, but, you know, Ricky Lee has pure sass.
Yes.
But with the new album, Fear and Freedom, which is coming out, I think 17th of August or something, she's gone for a more dance pop, more European direction. So I don't see a Beyoncé resemblance in that sense there. So
yeah.
it'll be a really cool direction, I think. The gays will probably... quite like it.
Excellent. Like a Swedish Beyonce, perhaps.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
Inga.
A Beyonce with the two dots above the O.
Yes.
You know what? That was probably in the original, you know, incarnation of Beyonce's name. And over the years, it just dropped off like her surname because she's so special.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
You don't need a surname when you're Beyonce, really. Yes,
it's also longer to sign if she has a surname. It's short to sign just the first name.
Yeah,
and the last
I always just sign with my first name. But then again, I haven't signed autographs in a very long time.
Oh, you have to practice.
I'm a bit. Mm. Yeah, it's been a while since a fan came up to me.
All right. Well, thank you so much for having a chat with us.
My pleasure.
We are now going to jump into Ricky Lee's new track, Crazy, remixed by Bombs Away.
Joy 94.9.
When I got to go and catch up with the band Fun today, most of the interviews that we get here at Joy are over the phone.
Yeah.
So we're sitting here in the studio. They call us and we have a chat and we record it and all of that.
Yes.
It's not very often that you get to go to somebody's hotel room and meet them and sit down and have some one-on-one time with them. Yeah. When I was looking at the photos of the band,
yes,
you know, there's one good-looking guy and the other two are not so good-looking.
Yeah.
Right. But,
and but, hello to Fun, full stop.
Yes. So I was sitting there in the corridor waiting to go to be ushered into this room, and I was told that I'm only going to be able to chat with one member of the band.
Yep.
Right? And I thought, okay, that's fine. They've got plenty of interviews to do. That's cool. Please don't be the hot one.
Uh-oh.
Because I'm just going to be sitting there like a giggly little schoolgirl.
Uh-huh.
Right, what happened?
Let me guess. Mm. You got the hot one?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
So, but look, the interview did come up very, very well.
Oh, thank
goodness. And we'll have a listen to that a bit later. But one thing that did cross my mind is that there's a word for it, and I've been trying so hard all day to try and find it.
Mm.
Now, we're talking a lot about relationships tonight.
Yeah, we are.
And there's it's like a joke sort of thing where your partner is really into a celebrity. And so you've both got this celebrity where, you know, if you were ever in the same room at the same time and something happened, it would be okay.
Okay, so that's that one person who you could do what you want with and it wouldn't be a problem.
Yes, okay. Yes. Because the odds of that actually
happening are very slim.
Taking place are so slim.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm wanting to know what that's called.
Mm.
I know that there's a name for it.
Yeah, I've got no
idea.
And
I'm really hoping that someone out there can help me because it's just going to eat at me all night. So Google's not helping me. Nothing's helping me.
No, yeah.
So I don't know whether it's just me going crazy.
Well, I can't even think. I've been trying to think of what this would be. And the only thing I think of is an open relationship. But even then, that's not the same because that's different altogether. It's not just like a one-person celebrity, okay, tick off the list type thing.
Right.
So I've got I cannot think of the words to describe it at all.
This is Simon from Joy 94.9, and I'm joined on tonight's show by Jack from the band Fun. How are you, Jack?
I'm good. How you doing?
Yeah, well, thank you. Now, you are in town touring?
Yeah, first time.
First time in Australia?
Yeah.
Wow, and what do you think of the Australian audiences?
So far, it's been amazing. Really cool to come this far away from home and have fans. That's an experience that is pretty mind-blowing.
I did see that you guys were in Asia recently.
Yeah, it's a couple of days ago.
How was that?
That was really cool. Also, I'd been in Japan, but never played shows there. And it's just wild to play to a culture so different. You know, they have such a different way of responding to music, and we're so excited to see that and experience that. Which is, it's really the same thing everywhere. It's like, Europe is different, here is different, you know, obviously America is different. So, it keeps things really interesting.
Excellent. Now, I wanted to touch on your new album, Some Nights. It's an album which I downloaded a while ago when it first came out, and I find that I can't actually pick a favourite song from it because every song on there is so good. With the track Some Nights, the success that you guys have had with that, especially back home on the Billboard charts, does that add more pressure to you guys? I suppose it'd be like a double-edged sword you'd love the accolade for for the tracks that you've done, but do you find when you go to record new material there would be more pressure?
Well, we don't really know yet. I think yes and no. I mean, yes, just because of the obvious, but no, because we got everything that's happened with us has been because of us being ourselves.
Right.
It's not like we went into the studio and, you know, decided like, okay, we're going to make a mainstream album and we're going to really throw this thing against the wall and go for it. And it worked. It's the opposite. You know, we've been making records for a long time. We just made another fun album, and this one, the world just responded to. And even if you look at the charts, it makes sense. You know, We Are Young was the first rock song in like,
it was 10 years
or something. So
yeah.
Even, you know, if we wanted to, if we were trying to have the success that we're having now, we would have had to make a very different album.
Yes.
So yeah. I think it's almost like being raised the right way. It's like what we're being taught by the mainstream is to be ourselves. If we wanted to be successful again in the future, then from what we're learning now, what we would have to do is completely follow our hearts. And I think that is, I'm happy we learned it that way, like a sex tape or something. No, it's definitely the right way to have success.
So, speaking of success, the track We Are Young, you collaborated with Janelle Monáe.
Yeah.
Tell us about working with her.
Well, we actually didn't work with her until, we didn't even meet her until months later.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we had this idea to have her on the song just because we were really big fans. And then our producer, Jeff, was at a Bruno Mars show, ran into her backstage, played her the song. She loved it. Just kind of one of those like fortuitous type scenarios. She recorded her part in Germany while we were in LA, which is something that is just, you know, a reality with Pro Tools and technology and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until months later that we actually toured together. It's kind of cool because it was just us being fans and saying we'd love her on the song. It wasn't like anything like the label being like, oh, these two artists, you know, we should put blah, 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 blah together. So it's nice to have a guest on a big song that isn't just a wonderful artist, but is someone that gives your fans insight into what you listen to and what you love.
Yes. Yeah. Speaking of what you love, what are your main influences when it comes to music?
For the three of us, what really brought us together was the Beatles, but then from there, it really trails off.
Right.
Which is what makes the band unique, because we're all bringing very different things to the table. For me, my main influences are any style of music that's coming from like a really visceral place in a way. Like I grew up listening to like a lot of punk music and going to shows and firehouses where it was more about the performance than anything else.
Yeah,
Bruce Springsteen's always been a huge part of me as a performer and songwriter. Tom Waits, more currently, I keep getting back into like when pop really discovered the synthesizer. Like anything Vince Clarke does, from like Erasure to Yaz, Depeche Mode. I think Robin's album Body Talk is the best pop album to be made past decade, and in my opinion, is a little bit of foreshadowing as to what everyone's going to sound like soon. So it really runs the gamut for all of us.
Speaking of performances, you guys are playing at the Hi-Fi Bar tonight in Melbourne.
Yeah.
But you're also playing at Splendour in the Grass. Now, that's one of Australia's premier music festivals.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
Can you tell us about the differences playing for a really large crowd at a music festival compared to something smaller and more intimate like the Hi-Fi Bar tonight?
It's like, you know, it's like painting with bigger strokes. I think playing at a club, you can be much more subtle and more detailed because everyone's paying very close attention. There's no distractions. And that's the beauty of that. And the beauty of playing at a big festival is you kind of just have to go bigger, make the statements more obvious, not in a bad way, just more direct, you know, like make choices that 10,000 people can stand by.
Right.
And I think that challenge exists in both places. Like, when we're in the small club, we want to bring the big show to the small club.
Yeah.
When we're in the big, huge festival, we want to bring the club feeling to the huge festival. So it's like, it's a push and pull. You want to reach, you know, every person, even if it's 20,000 or if it's, you know, 500. And there's obviously different ways of doing that. And sometimes you don't even know what it is until you're up there, because all crowds are different. Sometimes you can play to 10,000 people and they're all just, like, completely fixated staring. Sometimes you're playing to 200 people and they're, you know, you feel like you can't fully get a hold of them. So the show changes based on the second we get up there, like what we're getting from the crowd.
You've got a really hectic touring schedule. Having a look at the next couple of months for you guys, you're back home soon, doing a US tour and then over to Europe.
Yeah.
Have you played Europe before?
Yeah, we did some shows in Europe about 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
And then a couple months before that, but this is the first proper European tour where we're actually just going playing shows city to city and not so much on a promo tour. So that'll be special to really do it right there.
On this album, you've got tracks It Gets Better and All Right. For me, when I listen to the lyrics, it sort of indicates a bit of a dark past. Is that correct?
There's a lot of meaning behind those songs.
Yeah.
I think it's a very hopeful album, and I think the reason why it's honestly hopeful is because it tells those darker stories. So it's not like a flighty, like thin, like there's hope. You know, I think you have to go down to the dark past a little bit in order to bring people back up. And I think that's the arc of most of the songs and the album as a whole.
And I think that's what I like about the album as well, is that it does tell such a fantastic story.
Yeah, like, I think people want to hear real stories more than the radio gives them credit for sometimes.
Exactly. Yeah. You know? And I think that's sort of showing in the sales and the success of the album.
Yeah, I think this. A twist in music in general.
Yeah.
Even obviously the Gaudier song is huge in America, and it's a really dark song about a relationship falling apart. Mm. And I think people can relate to that more than, you know, like throw your hands up, you know, like tonight we're gonna go hard or whatever. Yeah.
You also had a track which was performed by the Glee cast.
Yeah.
Do you think that gave you any extra exposure? Because I know here the tracks that do go on to Glee do get a lot of downloads over here in Australia. Is it the same everywhere around the world?
It was huge in America. It was the Glee version went number one.
Yeah.
And it was sort of like the first thing on the mainstream level that really happened for us and for the song We Were Young. It was definitely step one in a series of maybe like five or six steps that all together created what eventually happened. And yeah, it was a real honor to do it. And I can't imagine how things would have played out without it.
One thing I did want to ask is, what was the reason for you guys to get behind the Support for Equality?
The reason is just the most obvious reason. It's funny whenever we get that question, people always ask us like, well, actually, I think not what you're asking, but a question we get a lot, which I actually think is really homophobic, is people always ask us, like, are you gay? Or, like, is your brother gay? Is your sister, like, do you know, like why do you care?
Yeah.
And I think that, which, once again, is not the question you ask, but it does answer it. That wonder is exactly what the problem is that it's a human rights issue.
Mm.
It's not a gay issue. It's an everyone issue. And that's something that people are just starting to realize and are not realizing enough. And anyone who does realize that, I think, has like a duty to speak up and to make a big deal about it. It's no different than African American civil rights, where
definitely, yeah,
you know, it was the way it was.
Mm.
And then we started to think like maybe this is incredibly horrible. And then it was just this slow moment until everyone realized it. And then it changed. Now we look back on it. You know, I say to my grandparents, like, how is that even possible that happened? And that's a good example, because, like, I asked my grandparents, my grandfather, what it was like when black people lost rights. And his answer is, it was horrible. And I went to Washington, D.C., and I marched with Martin Luther King. And I did this, and I almost lost my job because of this, this, and this, standing up for equality. That's one answer. Some people say, well, that's just how it was. And I think we live in a moment in history when everyone needs to ask themselves, in 20, 30, 40 years, when your kids say, what was it like when gay people had less rights? Do you want to be someone who said, I fought to make a difference? Or do you want to be someone who said, that's just how it was then? And when you're in those like pivotal moments in history, it's important not to choke. Everywhere in the world is different. There's different rights. Some places are less discriminatory than others. America's not great right now. And it's a moment when things are really changing. And it's not something that enough young people are talking about. It feels like your parents' issue. Like, you see politicians talking about it. And it needs to be like a hip, real issue that people realize affects all of us. Because it's not freedom unless we're all free.
True.
You know, like, yeah. Marriage isn't a right. It's an elite privilege for straight people.
True.
To me, it's like, why would you even want to have a right that other people don't have?
Yeah.
So it just very inherently means a lot to us. And we intend to do everything, in, you know, with whatever voice we have, to bring light to the issue.
Oh, that's amazing. Firstly, I want to say thank you for two things. One, for taking the time to chat with me and with Joy about fun. And also a personal thank you for what you guys are doing to get behind equality and using your exposure to make a difference. It really does.
It means a lot.
It really does put it in perspective how big this issue is and how many people are getting behind it. And so thank you.
Yeah, of course. Hopefully in the years to come, it'll be a non-issue.
Joy 94.9. Joy.
It's 7 minutes past eight and currently 11 degrees in Melbourne. Good evening. I'm Michael with your SNM Fridays News of the Week. Alaskan voters have again shown their flair in voting for public office with the re-election of a town mayor this week. Talkeetna's mayor was re-elected again after already spending 15 years in the job and being well supported by the public. Mayor Stubbs, a 15-year-old cat, was first voted in as mayor a few days after he was born. Originally, he was voted in due to the lack of other candidates and has been voted in continually since. Mayor Stubbs was unavailable to comment. Police in China have responded to a report of a woman in distress in a Shandong river, finally discovering that the woman was in fact an inflatable doll. A team of 18 police worked for an hour to recover the toy with a crowd of over 1,000 onlookers. After retrieving the doll, police showed it to locals who covered their children's eyes and left the scene. Local media reported that Shandong province is the centre of the Chinese sex toy industry, which may explain the presence of the doll in the river. Further toys have not been discovered. And finally, in medical news, a 38-year-old has accused baldness medication of changing him from a man into a woman. Mandy McKee, who used to be William, says that after beginning to take medication for her male pattern baldness in 2008, she suffered a variety of side effects. McKee wrote on her website that the physical side effects were the worst, with her rock-hard chest turning into breasts and her hips loosening and becoming wider. Unfortunately, the medication did not actually solve her baldness issue. Studies have backed up some of McKee's claims of side effects, showing that some men have experienced sexual side effects that have lasted for years after taking the medication. McKee plans to sue the makers of the drug for $1 billion. This is S&M Fridays on Joy 94.9, and there are lots of ways to join the fun. You can call, email, SMS 0427 Joy 949, or even check us out on social media by visiting our program page at joy.org.au/SM Fridays. However, before we get back into fun, into food, and into the Olympics, the weekend weather. The Bureau says tonight will be cloudy, getting down to a low of 8 degrees, and tomorrow will begin with some morning cloud, with showers developing during the morning and a top of 15. Sunday will bring scattered showers and cloud with a top of 13. And that's all the news for tonight. Tune in for your next Joy News update tomorrow morning at 8.
That's wonderful. I love your news.
Thank you.
It's very cutting edge.
I trawl the news sites for the entire week just to find what doesn't actually make the news.
Now, the doll that was found in the river,
oh,
I actually thought it reminded me a lot of, remember the original Charlie in the Chocolate Factory?
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, something like that. Augusto, save them for later, but like a sex doll kind, yes, of.
And the police had a great big pipe that they put in the river, and they watched this woman go up the pipe and realise that eventually, no, it wasn't a woman at all. It was a very well-formed woman, somewhat deflated though.
Now, reveal this celebrity couple.
Oh, there's big
cooking
news.
Couple.
Big news. According to newspaper
homosexual
reports.
Homosexual cooking couple.
According to reports, there have been two chefs who have been seen getting very hot and heavy on the dance floor.
One is hot, one is heavy.
One is hot.
Funnily enough.
That's very true, yes. Mm. It's been noted. It's been noted that Manu Fidel, you know, the French man,
hot,
who he could just speak to me. I don't care what else he did. He could just talk. And I would be putty in his hands. Mm. I would be his hands.
That ad for Campbell's is pretty hot.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm. Manu and George Kalambaris,
wow,
have been seen simulating a raunchy dance floor encounter in, ooh, Perth while they were over there for a food festival.
Wow.
It's new. It's very exciting for the community to know this. Manu Fidel. Hang on, let's try that again. Can we just rewind that again? Manu actually has had apparently quite a big weekend in Perth.
Mm-hmm.
He's been getting out and about, having a few late nights. And there's been a lot of stories about his behaviour, his antics.
I love it when celebrities go bad.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Especially the real ones that, like, a couple of years ago, you would only see Manu on Ready, Steady, Cook. You know, like, you would have seen him occasionally, mm-hmm, and I enjoyed, yep, Ready, Steady, Cook for that reason.
Yeah.
But then he got picked up by Channel 7,
mm,
and now he's, like, this household name, and he's on ads and all the rest of it. I reckon Manu has started to get a little bit too big for his boots of late.
Oh, do you think?
I reckon. Wow. I reckon that power is getting to his head, and his head is growing because of it. I really do think that someone has to sort of peg him down a little bit, because poor old...
I'm sure you'd be up for that job.
Oh, look, I'd peg him all, you know, hands, legs, or whatever. Peg, a strap. Well, I don't care. I think whatever I've got lying around.
Yes, of course.
You know. But yes, that's the biggest news to come out of celebrity news this week, Australian celebrity news. Manu and George were seen doing a raunchy dance move
with gyrating hips.
Gyrating hips.
Now, I see the word gyrating, and it does remind me of the word Euros, like the souvlaki.
Oh, yeah. Hmm. Maybe. Maybe Manu was on the dance floor doing some making some souvlaki for George. Because George would know what good souvlaki is.
Now I feel like a souvlaki.
That'd be delicious, actually, wouldn't it? If Manu was there behind the counter, sweaty, cutting you the meat off, wrapping it up with love, giving it to you, yeah, that'd be good.
But I think, I don't know, there's something about having a souvlaki at this time of night.
Yeah.
And there's something amazing about having one at 4 a.m.
Yeah. I think it's because you appreciate food more in general about 4 in the morning.
Mm.
I think that general feeling of this is amazing because it's just something different in my mouth as opposed to, you know, drinking cola and lemonade, you know, in those hours previously. That's all you would be drinking. So I think that's the reason why. It's all those different flavours and textures and that creaminess of the sauce and that tasty warm meat and then the crisp lettuce and I'm drooling.
Yes. I know where you're going after show tonight.
I'm drooling.
Joy 94.9.
Indeed, it is Joy 94.9. And it's SNM Fridays with Simon Michael. And you just heard from Cosima DeVito. Good old Cosima. Good old Cosima.
I haven't heard from her for a while.
Oh, she's been around the traps, or Cossie.
Mm.
But she's been keeping it natural. And David was keeping it natural outside in the foyer, dancing around the place, which is wonderful to see. It's great.
It is.
It's nice to hear from good Australian talent on Joy, I feel.
That's right. And that's what it's been all night. That's been our theme of the show.
It has. It's nice, to get people pumped up, ready to go.
That's right.
You know, next week we'll play the National Anthem. We'll remix the National Anthem. We'll all stand at the same time.
Yeah, we'll get someone to remix it for us.
We'll get like some... Who would do it?
That'd get the kids of today into the National Anthem.
I reckon.
They'd all know the words and get a bit of Pitbull on the National Anthem. And we'd have a number one here.
Number one for weeks.
Oh,
for
of
weeks.
Course, of course.
Be awesome. We're close to finishing up for tonight.
We are, actually. So we want to say a big thank you to everybody who's listened.
Mm.
Just ramble on about absolutely nothing.
Yeah, you know. Keep up following us during the week. Go to our program page at joy.org.au/SMFridays and you can just navigate your way through to various social media and networking sites and see what comes up during the week.
Exactly. Now, the song that I'm going to finish on is my favourite Aussie song, and I actually think this one, look, hasn't been released to radio yet.
Oh, hang on. Oop.
So another brand new track. Now, this guy actually caught my attention about 6 months ago with a track that he did, and I thought, like, this guy is pretty new to the dance music scene,
mm-hmm.
but he's one of those guys who I know that you're going to hear a lot about, and I do know that there has actually been a request to get a radio edit of this track.
Ooh.
Because it is so good.
Okay.
And so Joy has actually made an attempt to get that onto daytime.
Who wrote the letter for this particular request?
I'm not sure.
Oh, someone wrote a letter though. It was a nice letter. Was it well written?
It was a lovely letter.
Okay,
lovely
good.
Letter. But this has only just started to creep into the ARIA club charts.
Yeah.
And I reckon give it a couple of months and it will be number one because this track is completely out of the world.
Ooh, I'm looking forward to this.
So this is my favourite track and I'm going to call it now.
Okay.
We are at the end of July. I'm going to say that this is my favourite track of 2012.
Oh, so, are you sure? Come on.
I'll call it now.
All right.
The track's called Side by Side by a guy called Chris Arnott. And you're going to be hearing a lot more of Chris Arnott, because he is hands down one of Australia's best dance music producers. So I thought it'd be a great way to see the show out.
Excellent.
So tune in again at 7 p.m. next week. Stay tuned for All Mixed Up with DJ Phil. A big thanks to Graham on front desk.
As always, doing a great job. And have a good week. We'll see you, you'll hear from us next Friday at 7 p.m.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.